My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in today's readings, especially in the Gospel, Jesus is inviting us to be ready for action. In Luke chapter 12, verse 36 to 38, that is the Gospel of today, Jesus said to his disciples, "See that you are dressed for action, and have your lamps lit. Be like men waiting for their master to return from the wedding feast, ready to open the door as soon as he comes and knocks. Happy those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. I tell you solemnly, he will put on an apron, sit them down at table, and wait on them. It may be in the second watch he comes, or in the third, but happy those servants if he finds them ready. See that you are dressed for action and have your lamps lit." Jesus is asking us to be dressed for action. Jesus is asking us to dress for action. What kind of dress is Jesus asking us to put on and be ready for action? See that you are dressed for action. There is a dress for the Christian. You know, when you put on a dress, people don't see yourself, they see the dress. Wherever the dress is covering the part of the body, we don't see that part of the body. We see the dress covering. So in other words, there is a dress for us Christians. See that you are dressed for action. We are supposed to dress for action. What kind of dress is Jesus talking about? Friends, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 17, let's take a look at it. Colossians 3, 12 to 36. It's Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verse 12 to 17. Colossians 3, 12 to 17. We want to see the type of dress Jesus is asking us to put on. St. Paul makes the dressing very clear. The dressing of the Christian makes it very clear in this text. Colossians 3, 12 to 17. He says, "You are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own." And this is very clear in the first reading about our election. "So then, you must put on compassion." Some versions will say you must clothe yourself. So the clothing, the dressing is spoken about here. St. Paul is saying in verse 12 of Colossians 3 that you are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own. Therefore, you must, it's a must, to clothe yourself. You must clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be tolerant with one another and forgive one another whenever any of you has a complaint against someone else. You must forgive one another just as the Lord has forgiven you. And to all these qualities, add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity." Verse 15, "The peace that Christ gives is to guide you in the decisions you make, for it is to this peace that God has called you together in the one body, and be thankful always. Christ's message in all its richness must live in your hearts." Friends, let's take our time and we'll read Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 17. We will see the clothes Jesus wants us to be dressed with, the clothing Jesus wants us to put on for action. We will see it very clearly. So St. Paul lists them. The types of clothing we must dress with are: one, we must put on, we must wear compassion. We must wear kindness. We must wear humility. We must wear gentleness. We must wear patience. We must wear tolerance. We must wear forgiveness. And we must wear love. And we must also wear peace. In other words, when Jesus tells us, see that you are dressed for action, what Jesus is telling us is that we must dress. People must encounter us and see kindness. We must be kind. We must be compassionate. We must be humble. We must be gentle. So when people encounter us, they shouldn't see us. They should see these qualities, because that is the clothing. These are what make up our clothing. And when they encounter us, instead of seeing our bodies, our naked bodies, they will see these qualities. These qualities of our clothing: kindness, compassion, humility, gentleness, forgiveness, love, peace, and all that. In other words, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So all that Jesus is telling us is that, see that you are dressed for action and have your lamps lit. So Jesus is saying that we should ensure that these fruit of the Spirit are what we exhibit in our daily affairs. These fruit of the Spirit, that is the fruit. You know, the fruit is the external part of the tree. The fruit is what we see out externally. So Jesus wants us to bear fruit. And Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is telling us that it is the fruit of the Holy Spirit that we bear that constitute the dressing we must have as Christians. And it's interesting, he says, just don't dress, but dress for action. Action here means we act out all these qualities of kindness, love, patience, forgiveness, and all that. Let us be dressed with them and act them out. So we are dressed for action. When we put these things, we will make sure that these fruits are born in our lives. And Jesus goes on to say, and also then, have your lamps lit. That's the verse 36 of the gospel, Luke 12. See that you are dressed for action and have your lamps lit. So the first part is that our dressing is not just for fun. We must dress for action. We must ensure that the type of dress we wear is put out there for people to see. People must experience our faith in action. So we must act out of love, as St. Paul tells us in Galatians 5 verse 6. Now, Jesus says that, and in addition to that, we must have our lamps also lit. We must light our lamps. We must light our lamps. And remember, Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, let your light shine. Let your light shine. And he is telling us that we must have our lamps lit. In other words, our lamps must be shining. And what is our lamp? Our lives, friends. And not only that, the lamp he's talking about also represents or refers to his word. You know, in Psalm 119 verse 105, David says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to guide me. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light for my path. Psalm 119 verse 105. So Jesus is telling us that we must not only dress for action, but we must also ensure that his word, which is our lamp for our feet, should also be shining. And we just see that David is saying that for him, his lamp is the word of God. The word of God is a lamp for him. And equally for us, the word of God is supposed to be our lamps. So if Jesus is saying that your lamps or our lamps must be lit, they must be lighted and they must shine, what Jesus is saying is that we must let his word be put into practice. We must let his word be manifested in our lives. And how do we do that? The verse 16 of Colossians 3 says, let the word of God dwell richly in you. In other words, we must know the word of God, we must eat it, so to speak, and allow it to be manifest in our lives. We must allow the word of God to be so rich in us that it turns into light, because the word of God is light. You know, Jesus is the light of the word, and Jesus is the word of God. So Jesus and his word are one. So Jesus is the word and Jesus is the light. So the lamp cannot shine without light. And the light of the word of God is what brings light to the lamp. So we must follow it consistently. The word of God is both lamp and light. The word of God is light. That is, Jesus Christ is the word of God and he is the light of the world. And the entrance of your word, if you read Psalm 119 verse 130, David makes us understand that the explanation of the word of God brings light. So the entrance of the word of God brings light. It means the word of God contains what? Light. No wonder in John chapter 1 from the verse 5 we are told that this word of God brought light into the world. That is Jesus Christ. And the darkness can never and has never overcome it. So the word of God is the source of light. Also in Psalm 36 verse 9 we are told, in your light we see light. In you are the source of life, and in your light we see light, referring to God. So God is light, his word is light, and his word is also our lamp. So for the lamp of God, that is the word of God, to shine, we must allow it to be in us. We must meditate on it and act it out. So when Jesus is telling us, when Jesus says that, see that you are dressed for action and have your lamps lit, what Jesus is saying is that, put on the fruit of the Spirit. Let the fruit or produce the fruit of the Spirit and act them out. Let people encounter them. Let people see them. In other words, shine and let everyone give glory to God. Let your light so shine that people will see your good deeds and give glory to God. So we are dressed, and our appearance should let people give glory to God. And our appearance should be what? Kindness. We should appear in kindness. That's our clothing. We should appear in love. We should appear in gentleness. We should appear in tolerance. We should appear in forgiveness. And we should appear in peace. That is the fruit of the Spirit. That is what we are supposed to dress ourselves with. So when we wear these clothes and we go out there and people see these things, it means that our lamps are lit and they are shining. And Jesus is saying that happy is that person who is dressed for action and who has his or her lamp lit, because the master will come back and meet that person active in service. In other words, he says, happy that person. So Jesus is saying that anyone who is determined and is producing fruit of the Spirit and is allowing the light of God, the word of God, to shine through him or her will be a happy person. And that confirms his word also in Luke 11, 28 and 29. Blessed or happy are those who hear the word of God and keep it. So if we allow the word of God to take absolute possession of us, it means we will be full of light, because the word of God is light. And that light will shine. And that light shining will bring glory and praise to God the Father. And that will also mean that we are dressed and we are active. So we are dressed for action. And Jesus is saying that once we are dressed for action, producing these fruits, it means that, and it automatically brings about what? Our joy and our happiness. So Jesus is teaching us also in a sense today, one of the secrets to happiness and one of the secrets to joy. And why not? Jesus wants us to be joyful, because a joyful Christian is a strong Christian. And so he says, it may be in the second watch he comes or in the third, but happy those servants if he finds them ready. To be ready means one is dressed, and not only dressed, one is in active service, and not only that, one's lamp is also lit. And Jesus is saying that once we are engaged in this, it means that we will be happy and we will be joyful. And that is his plan for you and I. No wonder in Luke 21 verse 36, the gospel acclamation says, stay awake, praying at all times for the strength to stand with confidence before the Son of Man. We are to stay awake. And there is no better way to stay awake than to ensure that the word of God is deeply rooted in us, as we are told in Colossians 3 verse 16. We should allow the word of God to dwell in us. The light of God should be so shining in us, so much such that it will come out as our dressing and our dressing for action. That is what Jesus is asking us to do today. We pray that indeed we will dress according to what Jesus is asking us to dress, to put on, and that when people encounter us, they will see and experience not us, but our clothing, so to speak. They will experience our clothing. That is the fruit of the Spirit. And that's the normal thing. When people encounter you, the dress you are wearing is what they see. So, Jesus is asking us to put on the dress of humility, kindness, patience, forgiveness, etc. And when we do that, it means that we have our lamps lit. And remember, his word is both lamp and light. And what makes the light of the lamp shine is the presence of oil. And in this context, David says in Psalm 119 verse 130, the explanation of your word, or the entrance of your word, gives light and understanding. So when we understand the word of God, we have light. So the word of God in us is more or less fuel for what? The lamp to shine. So the word of God is crucial. We must take the word of God so seriously. We must eat the word of God. We must drink the word of God. We must breathe the word of God. Because that word is lamp for our feet and also light for our path. And that word is Jesus Christ himself. And that light is Jesus Christ himself. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world, Jesus tells us in John 8 verse 12. And that word of God brought life into the world. And this life is the source of what? Light. So friends, that is what Jesus or God wants us to understand today. That each one of us must make sure that our lamps are lit and that we are dressed for action. We pray that God will help us to be truly awake and be truly dressed for action. And when we go out from today, let us ensure that we truly put on these dresses of the Holy Spirit, that people will see us and give glory to God the Father. See that you are dressed for action and have your lamps lit. We pray for these graces in this Mass. Amen. Remain blessed and have a wonderful day. And may Mary, our Mother, who allowed the lamp of God, the Word of God, to indwell her, and indeed, she was dressed for action always, may she pray for us. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.